you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into the first hour of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So I guess we'll start things out here tonight, Mark, with the story about the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. I guess they call it the BATF these days. They put the Bureau in front of it.
Yeah.
And these are a nasty group of particularly nasty group of bureaucrats.
Yeah, I have to agree.
What's going on?
Well, here from freedomsphoenix.com. Do love that website. I get a little email in my box every day. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms wants 2,000 Leatherman micro pocket tools. Okay, fine.
That's nice. You got to have a pocket tool, I guess.
I suppose. I don't know why we're buying our bureaucrats Leathermans when they could buy them themselves, or Leathermen, I guess, is the plural of Leatherman. I'm not sure.
Well, I'd like to see the entire bureaucracy abolished, of course.
Yeah.
But what are they doing with these?
I guess really the issue is the engraving that's going to go on the Leatherman tool. How's it going to be engraved, you ask?
Well, each person's name on the tool.
Wouldn't that be nice? You know, maybe a little emblem of the Alcohol Bureau of Tobacco and Firearms?
No.
No. Actually, it's going to say ATF, Asset Forfeiture. Always think forfeiture.
Wow.
Yep. That's what ATF stands for now. Always think forfeiture.
So they can forfeit your assets over a gun crime, too, now, huh?
I'm not sure why it would be over a gun crime.
Well, that's what they... Well, alcohol, tobacco, firearms. Usually you hear about them doing some sort of firearm. Normally when we come across news about them, they're doing firearm-related stuff. For instance, there was the story that a couple of years ago where they went to a guy named... a business named KT Ordnance, and they took all of his receiver kits, basically. He had these kits that you could... If you knew what you were doing with, like, a mill works or some sort of heavy machinery, you could actually create your own firearm, basically, from these kits. And they went in and just shut his business down. So that's just how they are. They don't like gun freedom. This is the agency that is tasked with enforcing the federal gun laws, as I understand it. And they are just, they're awful. They're terrible.
I'd have to agree. Well, this is apparently... I don't really understand this, but apparently it's going to cost $37,000 of our tax dollars for this contract for these Leathermen.
Yeah, why can't they buy their own switchblade or whatever these things are?
I'm surprised it costs so much.
Like a Swiss Army knife or something?
Something to that effect. I mean, similar. And apparently,
well, it always costs more for the government.
Ironically enough, it's been contract has been awarded to Freedom Enterprises of Spokane, Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Always think forfeiture. That's what your public servants are doing.
Right.
They're thinking about taking more of your stuff.
Well, that's what their job is, right? I mean, they were created to take freedom and take tax dollars, and that's what they do. It's what they do well.
Yeah.
So don't fool yourself into thinking they're out there to protect and serve you. Remember, they're out there to protect and serve the political class. They're out there to protect and serve the government, the people they work for. They're out there to serve themselves with your assets. When they're coming to your place of business to raid you for, you know, whatever violation they've decided to raid you for, now they can just take your stuff. So if you've purchased an automatic firearm that was illegal, does that mean they can take your house? Kind of like how if you buy a bag of marijuana or whatever, they can take your house?
Well, I'm not sure what the asset forfeiture laws are. I just know that I find them all very reprehensible. What they do is they'll charge whatever the item is with a crime,
mm-hmm.
as though you can charge a chair or a bag of marijuana with a crime.
Yeah.
It hasn't done anything. It's not real. I mean, it's not a human.
That's okay, because the government's not real either. It's just people doing business at the point of a gun. And so it's this fictitious concept of government charging another concept, or, you know, something else that's not really a person, an individual, with a crime. So it's all just kind of weird fantasy land.
Well, it is bizarre stuff, and I find it very disturbing that our public servants, the police officers, that's what ATF agents are. They're police. I would have thought that, you know, when they got into this line of work, that they were looking to get bad guys. But now they're getting, they're being told, essentially, always think forfeiture.
Do you think that people in the ATF really go in to get bad guys? I can see that with the police.
Yeah, because what bad guys? I mean, people selling guns, alcohol, and tobacco? There's nothing inherently bad about any of those activities. It's just that much of it has been outlawed.
Well, I think that they said, I'm going to be a police officer, I'm going to get bad guys. And whatever bad guys are people that break the law.
Well, that's the problem.
Being an ATF agent is superior to being a local or state officer, I'm sure, in their minds. So, therefore, they'll take the best they can get. Couldn't be FBI.
It's federal pay, and that's pretty good. What's the average Fed get? 70 grand a year or something like that?
Some ridiculous amount.
So, Julia and I were talking last night about the education system, and I think Vin Soprinowicz was writing an article recently about this, how the main point of the government education system, and if you look into the history of it, this is absolutely the case, the main point is to indoctrinate young people in America with a pro-state mindset. Remember the California case from the Ninth Circuit Court recently reaffirmed that. They came right out and said that the purpose for government schools is to... I'm paraphrasing. They said it's to indoctrinate people with worship for the state, essentially.
To create good little citizens.
Yeah, to be obedient. And he brilliantly pointed out, and you've said this on the air, Mark, you said you don't use algebra in your daily life. I don't know when the Louisiana Purchase was. I don't know what date the French and Indian War started. I don't know all these facts that you learn in government school. You know, you're told to memorize all these factoids.
And that to them means that you're smart. You're smart if you got an A on this test where you memorize stupid facts about the distance between the sun and the earth.
But what they end up teaching you, because you don't retain that information down the line.
What they teach you is what you get every single day. And what you get every single day
obedience.
Is be quiet,
yep.
Raise your hand before you talk,
go to the bathroom.
Right, don't create a ruckus, sit in your assigned seat, don't step out of line. That's what you get every single day in government school. Really, I feel like I got something very similar in private school, too. I don't think that was much different. I just think that there would be totally different models out there of different types of education if we had a private marketplace in education. And I don't want to teach my child that at all, that whole, draw within the lines and keep your head down and be quiet.
The overarching message of the government education system or indoctrination system, whatever you want to call it, the overarching message is that authority is the end-all be-all, that if you are obedient to authority, you are good. Mm-hmm. And if you are disobedient to authority,
you are bad.
That is what they're teaching the American youth. And it's generations compounding on the problem. We were talking about something last night. I don't remember what the issue was, Julia, but you said even 5 years ago when you were still in high school, they never would have done that.
Right.
What was that?
I work with a lot of teenagers, and one of the teenagers sort of confided in me. She was having a bit of a personal problem. The problem was that she had some sort of a sexual relationship with another female, and it went sort of sour after a few weeks, and the other female accused her of basically raping her, which to me is absurd. I didn't know. I've never heard of any cases of females raping females. I'm sure it happens on rare occasion, but not so likely.
Yeah. It happens in those women prison movies.
Well, either way, this was off campus, had nothing to do with school, and she told me that they called her into the office and they started interrogating her. And she said she felt really awkward, and at that point in time, she wanted to leave, and she called her mother, and her mother was okay with her leaving, and the school would not release her because they said that she didn't have an appropriate reason. Hey, listen here, the reason is I want my kid out of your school right now. I don't understand what the issue is. I can't believe that a parent can't take their kid out of school because they want to.
Well, there's an obligation apparently somehow created on all parents in America. If you have a kid and you haven't enrolled them in some government-approved private school, or you're not running them through the government-approved homeschooling process, then if you are withholding your children from the government education camps, then you're in violation and you could possibly go to jail for that.
So your assets forfeited too.
Maybe. Who knows? 800-259-9231. Most parents are so scared they would never bother trying to see what would happen if they kept their kids out of school. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. On the way, a story about a girl with brain cancer that the state is screwing over.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Dutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections, and ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. Toll-free 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, just go click and download right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. And those are free as well. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
Today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of customers who have failed to pay their bills. You may believe this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people do not pay their bills, all customers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So if you have or know any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. repositions companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231 started out with a story about the ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Bureau. They have ordered a bunch of toolkits or Leatherman or some sort of switchblade kind of, what are those things? They're mostly tools or they have
a
kind of a knife, too?
Well, it's got a knife in it, but I mean, you wouldn't use a Leatherman to fight in a gang war.
So it's more of a tool than a Swiss Army knife is a tool?
It's you know, similar in that respect, but I'd say the Swiss
bigger.
Army knife is more of a knife simply because it looks like a pocket knife.
Uh-huh.
A Leatherman looks more like a pair of pliers.
Gotcha.
A bunch of added.
Anyway, they're buying thousands of these for their employees.
Thousands meaning 2,000.
They're bureaucrats, and they are custom engraved with ATF on it, and it stands for Always Think Forfeiture. Which is a reminder to their employees that their number one priority when they're out doing their jobs should be thinking about what they can steal.
Mm.
And that just should give you a window into the world of the way these people operate. Please don't think for a moment that these are good people, that they're out there doing good things. They might be good people in their personal lives. They might not, you know, abuse their families. But when they're on the job, they're abusing our freedoms. And it needs to stop. So I just wanted to throw that out there just to kind of bring people up to speed with what we're talking about here, because there's a related story. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has sort of a counterpart in the world of the federal government, and that would be, of course, the DEA. Again, we're talking about products and services that are heavily regulated, heavily controlled by the federal government, and they say that you're a bad, bad person if you break these laws. So we're going to go after you, take all your stuff, ruin your life, throw you in a jail cell, and then we're not going to let you see your daughter when she has cancer, terminal brain cancer, and is dying in the hospital. That's what this next story is. ABC News, for a sick little girl, sometimes a father can be the best medicine there is. But the heartbroken family of a 10-year-old Nebraska girl diagnosed with terminal brain cancer, who's not expected to live through the end of this month, say the Federal Bureau of Prisons has denied the child's dying wish that her incarcerated father be furloughed to be by his child's bedside when she dies. Now, you might think, well, if this guy was a murderer, then that would make sense. He's a dangerous criminal.
I don't know that that's true. I was a murderer, and I tried to get a furlough, and they rescinded mine, too. You know, here's the reason that they do this, is they have no reason to let him go. There's absolutely no reason other than decency, and the government really doesn't work in the arena of decency.
Right, it doesn't care about its PR.
No,
it could get some PR if it cared about that.
Right, right. They would get good PR out of the deal, but they don't need it because, well, they're the government, and you have to do business with them, otherwise you go to jail. And this is, this is sort of the reason for it. They don't have any compunction. There's no reason for them to let the guy go. There was no in my case. Let me tell my story real quick. My grandmother was dying of cancer, and I'm not sure exactly which kind of cancer actually killed her off. But you know,
the deadly kind.
Yeah, you know, she was 80 something, right? And you know, I wanted to go see my grandmother, and I was in prison for murder,
mm-hmm.
but I was in a minimum security prison. I wasn't just in a minimum security prison. I was in a work camp.
Meaning you could walk off any old time you wanted to?
Yeah, not exactly. No, there was a fence around. But every day, I left the prison to go work outside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't remember this particular time.
Were you under guard at the time you left the prison?
It depends.
Did someone escort you to go and work?
At this particular moment in time that they were asking, I guess. I can't remember specifically. I do recall at one point for months I was working at the nursery where we would go off in the woods. There were hundreds of acres there, and we would go off in the woods and we'd hunt alligators and fish and scrounge up berries and wild
fruit.
You
hunted alligators?
Yes.
With what?
We had big fish hooks.
Spears.
And we would put some chicken on the fish hook,
yeah,
and they would bite the chicken, and we would catch them with the big hook.
Wow.
And then we would
eat
the alligator. And they really do taste just like chicken.
But they're different, like they're tough.
It's yeah, parts of them are tougher than others, true.
Yeah, I had the alligator.
Sorry, I was distracted by the alligator. So you were out as well.
This is what the convicts were doing.
And they didn't want to let you to go see grandma.
Right, I couldn't go see my grandmother, but I could go out every day and work for them in the prison. So this is what doesn't make any sense at all, is that, you know, I can be trusted outside the gate, but I can't be trusted 100 miles away from the prison, and I offered to pay deputies to escort me.
That's what I was thinking.
I would have had an armed guard.
Right, that's what I was thinking, because one could make the argument, well, this isn't in the budget, we can't afford to send someone out, but certainly someone would be willing to pay for this little girl to be able to see her father for the last time. Jason Charles Yeager, by the way, is serving in the final year of a 5-year sentence for a drug conviction in a minimum security prison camp in South Dakota, 3.5 hours from his daughter.
That is just sad.
He pleaded repeatedly with prison officials to honor the Bureau's apparent policy of allowing furloughs and transfers under extraordinary circumstances, but has been rebuffed time and again, he told ABC News in a phone interview from prison. He's scheduled to be transferred in August to a halfway house just an hour from his daughter's bedside, but prison officials have refused to transfer him early, he said. Spokeswoman for the Bureau she declined to comment, saying that officials there wanted to make sure to protect Yeager's privacy rights as an inmate.
You're right, we didn't want to talk about that.
But in a letter to a representative, a regional director from the Department of Justice wrote that although Mr. Yeager believes his daughter's severe medical condition constitutes extraordinary justification, a review of his case reveals a specific request was reviewed and denied because his circumstances were not deemed to rise to the level of extraordinary.
Right.
Your daughter's got brain cancer.
Dying of brain cancer isn't an extraordinary circumstance.
Really? I mean, sometimes when I say bureaucrats are heartless, I backtrack and I say, well, not all of them are, but man, when you see stories like this, you just have to wonder. There are definitely some heartless mother effers out there.
You gotta wonder who the guy in charge of that decision or whoever was on the group who decided that decision, when they go home and like, what'd you do at work today, honey?
Well, yeah. I denied a man a request to see his daughter with brain cancer.
Wow. Yeah, congratulations.
How do you sleep at night?
Well, you know,
I don't understand.
Usually, in my case, it was the superintendent of the prison made that decision, and these people aspire to, well, you know, the guy doesn't want to run his crappy little work camp prison. He wants to run a big prison, maybe one of the reception centers. Perhaps I could be secretary of the Department of Corrections. You know, they're
going to not going to promote him if he lets a guy out to go see his dying daughter?
Well, there's a slim microscopic chance that he could be waiting to do something terrible. And if all he needs is some bad press, and then poof, he doesn't get his promotion, ever.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. More on this story, your calls as well, about whatever you want to talk about. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. It's really hard to get much more tragic than this. This is 6-6 stuff. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our 1-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's H-E-A-R-I-T-O-N-L-I-N-E.com.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issue for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between, we've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. So there's a man who's sitting in jail in prison. At minimum security prison, on a 5-year sentence for a drug conviction, meaning he didn't hurt anybody else. And the prison officials have decided that this man is not allowed to see his dying daughter. 10-year-old girl diagnosed with terminal brain cancer, not expected to live through the end of the month. And this man has been prevented from going to see his daughter one last time.
Now, do you remember the Michael Dukakis campaign?
I was probably 8 at the time.
Do you remember that it occurred?
Yes.
Okay. it wasn't a huge event in U.S. history. I can tell you that. But one of the reasons that he got sunk in his campaign was they had a furlough sort of scenario there in the Massachusetts prisons. The idea was to help to rehabilitate the bad convicts by allowing them to go home and see their families on the weekends or something like that. Weekends, maybe one weekend a month. I don't know what the scenario was. It was 20 years ago in a state that I didn't live in at the time and don't live in now and wouldn't live in ever. But one of the convicts, and this has happened in every state on every furlough system that has ever been, one of the convicts got out and killed somebody or, you know, in some cases committed armed robbery or done something dumb and terrible.
On the furlough.
People. Yeah, on the furlough. And now, essentially, furlough programs are over.
Nationwide?
Yeah, in Florida, they've taken work release and, you know, you have to, if you've got a violent crime, you have to be down to 18 months on your sentence. Now, remember, these are people that are going to be out in 18 months. They're going to be, or less, actually, with the game time systems, the way they work in different, and parole and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. They're going to be out. They're going to be free. So why not let them go to work release where they can go out and work at a job and get some money so they have some money. They're less likely to commit crimes.
Yeah, get a little
well, in that 18 months, the prisons are going to totally transform the people from horrible people to really great
Right. I mean, you know, the fact is, prison is for housing people. It's a warehousing system for, you know, slave labor, and not even really great slave labor. It's just to warehouse people, and it's a job program for bureaucrats. So they're very reticent to allow anyone to go anywhere on these furloughs because they might get in trouble, mm-hmm. and they don't really want you to do well when you get out. The system's set up.
I want you back.
To, you know, for failure. They take people that are bad, that have been sentenced to something.
Mm-hmm.
They give them probation with some very unreasonable circumstances. You can't come if you're arrested for anything. You violated your probation for anything. I've seen people in prison who claim, and I believe them, that they were in prison because they violated their probation. Now they had, you know, some other heinous crime previously.
Yeah.
But their violation of probation was not wearing a helmet on their motorcycle. Creating a wake in a no-wake zone on a jet ski.
Wow.
Driving without their driver's license in their possession. I don't mean not having a driver's license. Having a valid driver's license, but forgetting it at home because
you
pulled on a pair of shorts to run to the store.
Mm. Leaving the county without asking somebody for permission.
Even being late for an appointment.
Usually the county one is bond. It's leaving the state without permission. But remember, some states are as small as counties, you know?
Right. Rhode Island.
Yeah, right.
Here's a little bit more on this case, by the way. His wife, Lori, says the time he has left to serve, the 11 months, he's offered to serve double that if they'll only let him be with his daughter when she dies. But it's not what it's about.
Nope.
It's not about serving more time. That wouldn't necessarily satisfy them. It's about control. And being in total control of this man's life and what he can experience.
I think it's more about CYA, honestly. I don't think it's about control in this case. It's just these people have no motivation whatsoever to do what is, you know, the morally the right thing to do here.
The little girl, 10-year-old girl with brain cancer, JC, has been fighting for her life since she was diagnosed with cancer at the age of 3, 7 years ago. But in the past 6 months, she's taken a severe turn downward. Doctors declared her condition terminal in October. Last month, they found they couldn't transfer her to a children's hospital in Lincoln, Nebraska, because she wouldn't survive the trip, according to her mother.
Jason, pretty serious.
Jason Yeager's been allowed 3 brief supervised visits since the terminal diagnosis last fall, which I don't understand. Why would they let him go 3 times, but not the last time when she's going to die? And here's the interesting part. You might have guessed this, but the visits from her father have prompted what they call remarkable, if short-lived, revivals in JC's condition. Imagine that. A little girl seeing her father makes her feel good, kind of like how they bring animals into the hospital, makes the patients feel better about themselves, and they get better quicker. Well, seeing her dad is helping her. It says that when
I don't want to diminish what this little girl's gone through and this circumstance, but he got 3 supervised visits. My grandmother was dying. I hadn't seen her for years. Now, a daughter and a grandmother, 2 different things. My grandmother lived an entire life. This is a little 9-year-old girl. But I didn't get 1 supervised visit. Nothing.
Yeah.
I couldn't pay cops to come get me. They wouldn't release me.
Right.
But I could go out to work every single day for them.
Well, when he came home in February, JC was not expected to live through the night, according to her mom. She improved throughout that whole week. Jason was allowed to accompany her to get a CAT scan, and he was able to pick her up and put her on the examining table.
By the way, these are the sort of things that convicts escape for. This is the kind
to
of
go
thing,
see their daughter.
Right, this is the kind of thing that causes them to just be so desperate that they'll do anything and they'll escape.
And this little girl who could barely lift an arm wrapped her arms around him and held on. As JC's health has seesawed from stable to brink of death, time and again in the past few months, her parents have been filing request after request for either a temporary furlough or at least a transfer to the halfway house facility an hour from the child's bedside. Jason Yeager is currently serving time at South Dakota's most minimum security federal prison. And there's a 2-foot fence surrounding the facility, and inmates move freely around.
I've seen these facilities that didn't even have fences. They just had lines.
JC has maybe spoken 10 words in the last 3 months, says her mother. She opens her eyes, and when she looks at you, it's as if she's looking through you. When Jason called last Friday, they put the phone to her ear. I don't know what the particular conversation they had that day was, but this little body that was so lifeless, this body that couldn't move, tears started rolling down her face, Lori said. She's still in there. Just another tragic story at the hands of the state, completely unnecessary. If it weren't for the war on drugs, this man would not be in a jail cell. He's in on a 5-year sentence for some drug conviction. Not violence, not harming another person, just probably doing a little bit of business with some marijuana or cocaine or something like that. And that's why he's sitting in a jail cell. We're all paying. Everybody who pays taxes is paying to keep this man there. And so the fact that this guy can't go see his dying daughter in the last few days of her life, you're paying for that.
Yeah.
You're paying the salaries of those bureaucrats that are making these decisions. There's nothing right about this situation at all.
You know, some people could say, I mean, if you take a circumstance like mine, where it was in fact a violent crime as opposed to a nonviolent one like this gentleman is dealing with, you know, you could, the crime and punishment sorts could say, well, you should have thought of that when you committed your crime.
Yeah, that's what you get.
And I'm with that. I do understand. I believe that you commit the crime, you should do the time. Now, the crime, I don't believe that drug crimes should be crimes at all, but, you know, I think that there's an over-punishment aspect that turns people bitter. The prison system is full of bitter people, and I think that there should be an amount of mercy involved in the punishment aspect so that people aren't as likely to be bitter and therefore take it out on society. Isn't the whole idea to protect society?
I think the you do the crime, do the time is really more of a cliche, Mark, because it doesn't really apply at all in the way that we envision the prison system. For instance, transitioning to a restitution-based system would not result in doing time. It would result in paying back a victim. And, of course, there are no victims in the war on drugs. There's only created crimes by the government. And so, therefore, no. If you get caught for a drug crime, you shouldn't do any time because the crime is absurd and outrageous, and juries should be nullifying these verdicts every single day in America.
I still support prisons.
I think Mark said that he doesn't think that should be a crime.
I understand that, but if you know, just parroting that cliche out there, I think it's disagreeable, and that's what I wanted to call out. 800-259-9231.
I think the prisons are legitimate.
You take control. I didn't say anything against prisons. I talked about crime and doing the time. More on the way.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, and enjoy those on us. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Anything you buy, used, new, 41 categories to shop in. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. Go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut. So, just a few more thoughts here, Mark. Perhaps I miscommunicated a few moments ago. I was not talking against prisons. What I was saying was that I don't like it when you trot out the cliche that if you do the crime, you ought to do the time. No! There are lots of crimes out there that people should not be doing time for. And so I don't think we need to trot that cliche out just to try to pander to the people that, you know, that feel that same way. It's really kind of thoughtless.
I don't want it to seem like I'm soft on violent crime, because
we weren't talking about violent crime. We were first talking about a man who's in prison for 5 years
mm-hmm.
for doing some sort of drug sales. And that's what led into the conversation about doing the crime, doing the time thing. And I'm sorry, no.
I've been abundantly clear, and anybody who listens to the show knows that I don't think that any drug out there should be illegal.
But you also think if you do the crime, you do the time.
Right.
Which means that those things are crimes right now, and so therefore you support people doing the time for it?
No.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
The one shouldn't be a crime, and then if you do the crime, you should get do the time. They don't seem incongruous.
I think that Mark is referring to crime as violent crime.
Like real crime.
Right.
Okay,
real crime. I
understand
hypothetically.
That. I understand that, but when people hear that cliche, all that goes through their mind is, yeah, it's a crime, do the time.
And, you know, these things are crimes in the legal sense of the term. They're not crimes in that they've harmed other people, and that's what we're trying to change. I just don't like hearing that law and order mentality cliche come out. That's all. I think it's misleading because people, they have misconceptions about it. I certainly do, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. So just keep that in mind.
You keep it in mind,
pal. If you do violence or harm another person, you should, you know, have some sort of restitution you pay, or perhaps you should go into a prison, you know, if you're a dangerous individual. But I think
that if you do a violent crime, that you should be facing, prison time. Now, I'm not sure what the violent level of violence
is. What if it's,
like,
you know, negligent? What if it's, you know, hit someone in your car?
I don't really see any point in that. Even in the case of DUI homicide, I shared a cell with several DUI homicide.
Okay, so
guys.
Intentional then.
Right.
Saying.
And if you are going to put them in prison, period, if you're going to do that, and I understand why society wants to punish, and I think in that case, the best punishment is restitution. But if the society is going to punish those people, that there should be a separate prison for people that commit DUI manslaughter, because those people don't have the same sort of violent proclivities that the rest of the convicts do. They get in there and they learn them. I had a friend who was in prison for 10 years for a DUI manslaughter. He hit and killed another drunk driver, mind you. But he got out and committed violent crimes.
Hmm.
I wonder why. Probably so, because he learned them in prison.
Right. All I'm saying is be explicit when you're talking about these things.
I was explicit, Ian. I made it very clear that I don't think drug crimes.
It was made clear after I clarified.
Crimes.
Right. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Joe in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe. Hello, Joe. Going once. Joe in Pennsylvania. Going twice. Let's try instead Stephen in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen. Stephen, going once. Ford must have fallen asleep. Hello, Stephen.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm 15.
Hang on, we got to turn you up here. A little on the silent side. Are you talking right into your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, what's on your mind?
I'm 15. I go to a government high school in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And an after-school program that I'm part of, a bunch of the local schools bus a group of kids to UMass Dartmouth, you know, college. And we have, you know, discussions and groups, and we have speakers come and talk, and it's really interesting. And the one that we had yesterday was a law professor from, I forget what school, but he was a law professor.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote on the board the original and ratified Second Amendment. So when I went in there, I said, oh, this could be a really interesting talk. But he opened with the Bonk Hit for Jesus case. Do you remember that?
I do remember. Yeah, it was a student across the street from a high school
holding a banner.
Yeah.
And the banner was torn down, and he was then charged.
Yeah. And so we got into a lot of kids got into a discussion about was he within his First Amendment right of free speech to do that. And I said, absolutely, yes. And a lot of kids said no. And even the professor agreed with them. So
wow.
I'm like, well, this guy's a little bit out there. You know.
On what basis?
I don't remember exactly, but, you know, he said that because it was in a school, he thought it was in a school, and I told him it was across the street,
mm-hmm.
that schools do not fall within the First Amendment completely.
So did he just sort of reject it when you said he was across the street? Did he disbelieve you, or did he...
He didn't reject it, but he said, you're sort of right, you're sort of wrong. You know, he didn't want to get into a discussion about it.
Right. Well, I guess
you're right.
I can see the point that he was making that I do agree that schools don't fall within the First Amendment entirely because they just simply can't. There would be no way that they would be able to function. You'd never be able to shut anyone up.
Yeah.
If a school, you know,
tragedy of the commons, Mark.
Right. Absolutely true. But currently we do have public schools, and I guess we need rules so that they can operate. I would prefer it that we didn't have public schools at all, and if you want to shut a public school down by, you know, making it so that all the amendments apply there, then I suppose that's something we can talk about.
But again, we aren't even talking about on school property. We're talking about across the street. Does that mean
he wanted to talk about it in that particular context, though? Well, let's say it happened at the school. Mm-hmm. At the school, I would agree with the professor. Well, across the street, I don't think I do.
Well, I mean, then again, there are people who support the system that we have doing all kinds of things that reach outside of school boundaries. Julia, earlier this hour, was telling us about a girl she knows who had the administrators call her in to question her about a relationship she had outside of the school.
Sure.
And some people would, you know, then there's also rules that say you can't have guns or drugs within 1,000 feet from the school campus. So it's kind of like the school's footprint doesn't actually end after the physical footprint ends. It apparently extends, the footprint of the law kind of extends beyond that. That's basically, perhaps that was the point he was making.
Well, after we were done talking about the First Amendment, he went on to the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I already got a picture of where he stood, you know, philosophically and politically.
Right, he's a stand.
And I wasn't really on, you know, on the same page as him.
Sure.
And so he asked the entire class, all the kids that were there, about 100 kids, who's our resident anarchist? And, of course, you know, 5 kids who think they're funny raise their hand. And I didn't feel like doing that because I don't really consider myself an anarchist.
Sure.
But he just wanted to, you know, entice the discussion, which was good. And he said, he talked about the D.C. gun ban going to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he asked the class, how would you feel if everybody in this room had a gun? Would you feel safer? And a lot of kids said, no, absolutely not. And there was another kid who raised his hand who was a hunter, he said. And I said, absolutely, I would feel safer. And all the kids are like, well, that's crazy. You know, and
jeez.
Then I said, well, let's say you have a gun and you shoot me. and all the other kids in the room have guns. Do you feel pretty safe? And he was just kind of dumbfounded. He didn't know what to say.
People have never had to think about these things
right.
before.
They just assume
that, keep in mind, this guy's a law professor.
Right. They just assume that a gun means that that someone intends to commit violence, and it doesn't mean that at all. The fact is, if somebody in that room wanted to kill several students,
they'd be killing,
and no one would be there to stop them. If there was a person in that room with a gun, they'd kill 20 people.
Certainly that professor's precious laws wouldn't do anything to stop him. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, this guy was, he was interesting, and he got, kids my age in a discussion about the Constitution and the Second Amendment, which I thought was great. And there were a couple of people who, agreed with me. But, I was just kind of amazed that a law professor would have so much disregard for the Constitution.
They all do.
That's not true.
The lawyers believe that they run the country. The lawyers believe that they are the law. And it's just not so. It's so disgusting. They don't work for us anymore.
Well,
if they ever did.
I don't know. There are some okay lawyers out there, Mark. There are some liberty-minded lawyers.
But they are so outnumbered to the point that it just, it's inconsequential.
Well, right. They get into the business of law to make money off of the laws, off of people violating many of the laws that are completely, regards to nonviolent crimes. And these people are, that's their business, is to cash in on your life. Whenever you cross the line of one of their silly little laws that they've passed, and every year there's more and more laws that they pass to the point where no one could possibly know what they all are, but yet you're expected to have some concept of them. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. I would have loved to have been able to ask that question of him. Thank you for the call tonight, Stephen. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 can be very disappointing, can be kind of disheartening to see how brainwashed people are in America, especially young people, but that's the situation we're dealing with here. It's the fight we're fighting. We need to change people's hearts and minds. More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.